KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. In an opinion published Friday, the Alaska Court of Appeals upheld a decision denying parole for a North Pole man convicted of murdering his wife nearly 40 years ago. The court's opinion also supplies an interpretation of state law to clarify some powers of the Alaska Parole Board. KUAC's Patrick Gilchrist reports.
The appeals court's ruling stems from a 1987 incident. That's when then 33-year-old James Stone King broke into his estranged wife's house through a window before shooting and killing her and critically injuring the man she was with. Stone King was later convicted of first-degree murder, assault, and burglary, and sentenced to 99 years to serve. In 2019, he applied for discretionary parole. The Alaska Parole Board denied the application for numerous reasons. To challenge that decision, he filed for post-conviction relief in Fairbanks Superior Court, where the judge sided with the parole board. Stone King's appeal to the Alaska Court of Appeals then followed. He argued the board had garbled its use of the state law that outlines when to release or not release a prisoner on parole. The opinion published Friday says those arguments required the appeals court judges to interpret Alaska law and describe the state board's responsibilities when determining if parole would diminish the seriousness of a crime. The appeals judges wrote that, when evaluating that criterion, the parole board may consider circumstances that show the original offense to be especially egregious. But the judges added a clarification, saying that being convicted of a serious felony offense is not by itself sufficient proof that allowing a defendant parole would diminish the crime's seriousness. But the judges say the board members also cited specifics to show the extreme nature of the case, and the opinion ultimately affirms the Superior Court's decision and upholds the parole denial. In Fairbanks, I'm Patrick Gilchrist.
School districts across the state are starting to issue pink slip notices to teachers and staff that they might be laid off in what has become a difficult spring tradition in Alaska, as legislators debate how much the state will allocate to education funding next school year. The Alaska Beacon reports school district officials and advocates from around the state testified before a joint hearing of the House and Senate Education Committees Monday, discussing a variety of issues and priorities of districts, including the cost of staff retention, recruitment, and turnover. This year, school districts around the state are grappling with budget shortfalls and school closures and consolidations. Legislators in the Senate are considering a bill passed by the Alaska House of Representatives earlier this month, which would provide a $1,000 boost to per-student funding. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
First National Bank Alaska, offering a one-solution, tailored approach for your financial needs, from banking and loans to investments and more, helping Alaskans shape a brighter tomorrow. More at fmbalaska.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, committed to acting in their clients' best interests. Learn more at letsmakeaplan.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. You can learn a lot from a Senate confirmation hearing, and not just about the nominee. Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan had a chance at the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday to question President Trump's nominee to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Senator Sullivan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to begin by agreeing with...
Confirmation hearings are ostensibly a chance for senators to ask nominees about their background, policy views, and how they intend to fill the duties of the position. But senators often use them not to extract information, but to deliver it to the nominee, to other senators, and to the C-SPAN watching public. Sullivan raised several topics that are recurring themes for him. As he often does, he called out what he sees as the liberal agenda of past Pentagon appointees.
I think the military was politicized in a huge way, particularly from the civilian leaders who were pushing left-wing theories on the military, pushing climate change over shipbuilding. The undersecretary for policy came before this committee and told us that our military is, quote, systemically racist. It's ridiculous, right?
Sullivan has repeatedly pushed back on this broad brush allegation of racism. At this hearing, it served as a bit of counter-programming, since it was interspersed between Democratic senators asking Kaine what he'd do if Trump tried to use the military against civilians or to carry out domestic political goals. Sullivan moved on to a topic any regular observer of these proceedings knew was coming.
I'm not going to let this hearing go by without a famous quote from the father of the U.S. Air Force. Billy Mitchell, who was talking about a certain place in the world. He said, whoever controls this place controls the world. It is the most strategic place in the world. What place was Billy Mitchell talking about, General?
Alaska.
And
sure.
Do you agree with Billy Mitchell's incredibly insightful analysis?
Mitchell was a brilliant air power.
That's a yes, so yes I assume you're
yes,
saying?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Sullivan raises Billy Mitchell to argue for more military assets in Alaska. He spoke at the hearing of repeated Russian and Chinese incursions in the North Pacific near Alaska. He talked about the value of reopening the military base at ADAC, and he made a plug for 8A contracting. When Sullivan's 5 minutes in the Armed Services Committee were up, he moved on to another confirmation hearing in the Veterans Affairs Committee. There, he raised another issue he's passionate about. Capping attorneys' fees for law firms representing Marines exposed to toxic water at Camp Lejeune. Sullivan grew frustrated as the nominee to be general counsel for the VA, James Baer, equivocated.
Thank you, sir. I think the issue of representation and making sure that folks have aggressive representation, helping them and helping them to get their money is important, and the VA has...
Okay, you're getting ready to lose my vote here. That's the wrong answer. The Marines are the ones
absolutely,
who need the money,
sir.
Right?
I was going to say that.
I need to talk because you just, boy, oh boy, that's the wrong answer.
Senator Angus King's turn came next. The independent from Maine said all the discussion about the fine points of veterans policy seemed like playing music on the deck of the Titanic, given that the Trump administration has fired thousands of employees at the VA. Both committees will vote on the nominations at a later date. Committee Democrats didn't put up much of a fight, so confirmation appears likely. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. For me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yeah, Louis thinks it's a wonderful world. Well, that could be all right, I guess. I think it's paradise. And good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. It is another beautiful day. Oh, there's a sad event that did happen here just a few hours ago, yesterday, last night, or whatever. Val Kilmer, the great actor, died. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a better actor. I've seen some of his good. I mean, Charlize Theron in Monster, the part she played, I've never seen anything better than that. And there's some of the Val Kilmer, I've never seen anything better than that. You know, some as good as that, but better, Boy, what a loss. Anyway, with that positive note here, we'll start out with Sylvia doing Nobody. That's kind of funny right now. Nobody? Should be Sylvia doing Somebody. Anyway, it's Nobody. Chris Christopherson after that with Chase the Feeling. And then Frankie Yankovic and the Marlin Sisters with Blue Skirt Waltz.
When you're
high. Would nothing matter? Chase the feeling till you die. Let it ride on in there, baby. Let it run your life. Let it run your children off. And let it run your wife. Let it take the joy you love and turn it to despair. You know you knew better, baby. You just didn't care, cause you were loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Chase the feeling till you die.
Come back, blue lady, come back, don't. when first we met. We danced in a whirl of blue. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies and blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore.
Yeah, a little polka music going on. We got George Morgan next with the Lover's Quarrel. And then Reuben Hilborn and the Alaskan Trio. I haven't played them in a while. It's God Bless America Again. After that, Heart and Flowers with I'm a Lonesome Fugitive.
I just had a day that didn't mean a thing, 'cause the girl in my arms wasn't you. And the date that I had that made me so sad made me care more, darling, for you. We had a quarrel, a lover's quarrel that we let tear us apart. Oh, please forget that lover's quarrel and take me back, dear, in your heart. Places where we used to go, and the band played the same old sweet songs, and all the old faces made me miss you so. Without you, dear, I can't go on. We had a quarrel, a lover's quarrel that we let tear us apart. Oh, please forget that lover's quarrel and take me back, dear, in your.
God bless America again. You must know the trouble that she's in. Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again. You know, I wish God would bless America once again, like he did way back there when it all began. He blessed her then, and we sort of took it for granted. And you know, we never did ask again.
So let's just kind of hold her hand now, and if she stumbles, let's not let her fall. God bless America again. You must know the trouble that she's in. Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again. You know, I don't understand everything I read and hear about what's wrong with America. When you don't have a lot of book learning, there's many things that you don't understand. But I know this much, she's like a mother to me, and I love her with all of my heart. And let me tell you this, sir, everything I am and ever hope to be, I owe to her. God bless America again. You must know the trouble that she's in. Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again. Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again.
Down every road there's always one more city.
I'm on the run and the highway is my home. I raised a lot of cane back in my younger days, while mama used to pray my crops would fail. Now I'm a hunted fugitive with just two ways. I've run the law, spent my life in jail.
I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me.
A fugitive must be a rolling stone.
Down every road there's always one more city.
I'm on the run and the highway is my home. I'm lonely, but I can't afford the luxury of having the one I love to come along. She'd only slow me down and they catch up to me. For he who travels fastest goes alone.
I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me.
A fugitive must be a rolling stone.
Down every road there's always one more city.
I'm on the run and the highway is my home.
I'm on the run and the highway is my home.
Yeah, coming up now, Porter Wagoner with My Bonfire, that is, and Dolly Parton with a Shinola radio edition of that, and then Ernest Tubb with Mr. Blues.
Thank you. penthouse high above, where you live now with your love. Can you see my golden bonfire burning bright? Maybe somehow you will know what that glow is down below. For I'm burning your love letters here tonight. I feed them to the hungry flame and watch it take command. Each letter warmed me when it came, but now they're cold in hand. Bonfire, bonfire, hear my plea, blaze away her memory, burn this yearning from my heart and set me free. The same, I watch my dreams go up in smoke. My soul is in the flame. Bonfire, bonfire, hear my plea, blaze away her memory, burn this yearning from my heart and set me free.
Every short skirt on the highway has spent time in your bachelor pad. We're dancing, you look over my shoulder and make eyes at somebody else. You swear that you're not, but you know that's a crock, 'cause you only care for yourself. Your attitude stinks and I hate it. You're arrogant, cocky, and rude. You're selfish, conceited, and jaded. Everything's all about you. You think that I'm lucky to have you. You think you're so handsome, so what? I'm calling you out 'cause I don't need this crap. I'm getting myself out of Dodge, 'cause you don't know love from shine.
When I come home at night, I find him sitting there, looking at the paper in my favorite chair. He's drinking up my coffee, wearing my house shoes. He's that fellow they call Mr. Blues. Since you went away, he's been living here with me. Wish that he'd go home, wherever that may be. I don't mean to be unkind, but he's got nothing I can use. So won't you come on back, sweetheart, and run off Mr. Blues. Now when I go to bed, into my room he creeps, repeating all the gossip he's picked up on the street. All through the night he tells me bad things they say you do. He knows that I still love you, and I hate this kind of news. But since you went away, he's been living here with me. Wish that he'd go home, wherever that may be. I don't mean to be unkind, but he's got nothing I can use. So won't you come on back, sweetheart, and run off Mr. Blues.
Yeah, next we have Jimmy Wakely with I Wish I Had a Nickel, and then Hank Snow with Now and Then There's a Fool Such as I. It must be my song. And then Doyle O'Neill with Dear Oakie.
Tears falling down your pretty cheeks, tears you cannot hide and tears you cannot keep. There are tears of sorrow, also tears of delight. I wish I had a nickel for every tear you shed last night. They tell me, little darling, that tomorrow you'll be wed. Thought that you would hurt me, but you hurt yourself instead. I'll always be the same old pal, just as in years gone by. I'll just sit back and watch you while you sit alone and cry. Tears falling down your pretty cheeks, tears you cannot hide and tears you cannot keep. There are tears of sorrow, also tears of delight. I wish I had a nickel for every tear you shed last night. I just dropped by to tell you that I wish you happiness. I hope that you'll forgive me for intruding like this. I hope, my dear, your happiness will follow through the years. I'll just sit back and watch you while you shed those bitter tears. Tears falling down your pretty cheeks, tears you cannot hide and tears you cannot keep. There are tears of sorrow, also tears of delight. I wish I had a nickel for every tear you shed last night. falling down your pretty cheeks. Tears you cannot hide and tears you cannot keep. There are tears of sorrow, also tears of delight. I wish I had a nickel for every tear you shed last night.
When we say goodbye, don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you dear until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I. As I am over you. You taught me how to live and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you dear until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
Yarky, tell him Tech's got a job for him out in California, picking up prunes, squeezing all out of olives. Oh dear, Okey, if you see Yarky, tell him Tech's got a job for him out in California, raking up gold, playing fiddle in the follies. Now he'll be lucky if he finds a place to live. But there's orange juice fountains flowing for those kids of his. Oh dear, Okey, if you see Arky, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, digging all wells. All he needs is a shovel. A job for him out in California, selling used cars, just a-waiting for the suckers. Oh dear, Okey, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, working in a bank, all he needs is some money. Now he'll be lucky if he finds a place to live. But there's orange juice fountains flowing for those kids of his. Oh dear Oki, if you see Arky, tell him Peck's got a job for him out in California. Picking up prunes, squeezing oil out of olives.
Spade Cooley next in his orchestra with Detour. I've got Bonnie Raitt with Have a Heart. And I finally put a song on that I know. And let me 4, 5, 6. And after that, we have time for one more, I think. Cowboy Copas, and that's Sold the Farm.
Down life's crooked road, lots of things I never knowed, and because of me not knowing, I now pine. Trouble got in the trail, spent the next 5 years in jail. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, all these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign. When I got right to the place where it said about face, I thought all my worries were behind. But the further I go, the more sorrow I know. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind what it said. Detour, all these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign. Stuck in the mud, all my hopes dropped with a thud. I reckon my heartstrings are made of twine. I got no willpower to get from the hole that I'm in yet. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind what it said. Detour,
should have read, Lord, should have read that detour sign. Hey, shut up, don't lie to me. You think I'm blind, but I've got eyes to see.
should pay, pay. And you talk and talk about you and what you need, but sooner or later your love is gonna make me bleed. Hey, hey, have a heart. Hey, have a heart. You don't love me.
My mom's health declined. I became more and more involved with her care. Over time, I realized I was becoming her sole caregiver. I wanted to support her as much as I could to ensure she was well taken care of. But over time, the stress and the exhaustion of full-time caregiving became too much. As a caregiver, I knew I was already at risk for health challenges, but I heard the Aleutian Pueblo Islands Association might be able to help me find respite relief. APIA supported me and my mom by enrolling us in the respite program. The program paid for a respite worker of my choosing to come in and provide me relief. With this support in place, I was able to better take care of myself. The respite worker came to my mom's apartment and cooked her dinner while I took a break. It became a way for me to recharge, rest, and ensure I was taking care of myself so I could continue to care for my mom without burning out. Caregiving is selfless and stressful at times, but APIA gave me the break I needed through the respite program.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll-free at 1-800-478-2742.
Pappy said I'd be a girl, but Mother Nature played a trick on him. It's true I told about the hill where old Pappy had his fill. Now they got my Pappy in the pen. Looks like I sold a farm. Oh yes, done sold a farm. I don't believe I'll ever smile again. Looks like I sold a farm. Lock, stock, and barn. Lady luck done cooked my goose again. My sister met a millionaire. We were at the county fair. I overheard them name the wedding day. She took his ring, they made a deal. Then he fell off a Ferris wheel. I didn't mean to rock the seat that way. Looks like I sold the farm. Oh yes, done sold the farm. I don't believe I'll ever smile again. Looks like I sold the farm. Lock, stock, and barn. Lady luck done cooked my goose again. I wrote a song about my life, all my troubles and all my strife. I gave it to a friend of mine to play. He put his name on it. Around the world it made a hit. Now he's rich and I'm a bum today. Looks like I sold a farm. Oh yes, done sold a farm. I don't believe I'll ever smile again. Looks like I sold a farm. Lock, stock, and barn. Lady luck done cooked my goose again. Lady luck done cooked my goose again.